In fact, I changed schools every year until high school. In each new place, I was the new kid, a skinny, shy kid to be tested and beaten up. As soon as I had begun to feel accepted, we moved again. By the time I reached high school, I was an overachiever. An honor student in college, I became editor of the yearbook. I sold my first article to a national magazine while still an undergraduate. I also began to drink at fraternity parties and beer busts. Upon graduation, I ventured to New York to pursue my writing career. I landed a good job with a company publication and was moonlighting on other magazines. Regarded as something of a boy wonder, I began to see myself that way. I also began visiting bars after work with my older associates. By age 22, I was a daily drinker. Then I joined the Navy and was commissioned as an ensign to write speeches for admirals. Later, I went to sea, serving as gunnery officer on a destroyer escort and emerging a lieutenant commander. I also got into my first disciplinary trouble caused by drinking on two separate occasions. In the last year of my Navy service, I was married to a lovely, lively girl who enjoyed drinking. Our courtship was mainly in bars and night spots when my ship was in New York. On our honeymoon, we had iced champagne by the bedside day and night. The pattern was set. By 29, I was having trouble coping with life because of my drinking. Neurotic fears plagued me, and I had occasional uncontrollable tremors. I read self-help books. I turned to religion with fervor. I swore off hard liquor and turned to wine. I got sick of the sweetness and turned to ale.